Welcome to Ventilly Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking. I appreciate you tuning in, getting up, and all that good stuff. Today is show number 362. It's going to be a great day. You know what? I like to keep in mind things like this. It's never so bad that it couldn't be worse. And I saw on the evening news once where this gentleman was being interviewed, and he said, my grandmother once told me that if everybody took their problems and put them in a big pile, you'd run to get your own problems back. You would just, and think about that. That's, you know, it's really cool. So, hey, you're already a winner because you're up and listening. And it's going to be a great day if you want it to be. Now, today's topic is the anatomy of dental insurance. I thought that we would take some time to help people understand some of the phrases that are used by dental insurance companies, the terms and so on. So then we're also going to answer questions like, what is an EOB? EOB is short for Estimate of benefits, or explanation of benefits. See, I messed it up already, so it's easy to get messed up. Well, also, here's some things like, if I'm 19 years old and I want braces, then am I covered? Is a predetermination of benefits a guarantee of payment? Is coverage for cleanings twice per year the same as once every 6 months? Good question, huh? Okay, so, before we get started, let me just mention that we are doing this thing at the office where if you go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Dr. Kvitko, like us, write a comment detailing your favorite thing about Dr. Kvitko and Associates, and if you do that, you'll be entered to win a Crest Oral-B gift set. Okay, and one of these days I should bring one here because we are going to be streaming live on Ustream TV, and I'll be able to hold it up and everybody can see what it is. The other thing is, as a holiday gift to you, Dr. Kvitko and Associates is offering a 20% discount off of all services not covered by dental insurance through the end of the year. Now, some restrictions apply. You need to call the office, 262-9588. That's in the 614 area code. And, you know, one of the restrictions is if you already have a dental appointment, you can't say, I heard about that special. It's for people that aren't already on the books and they want to come in and say, I already know my insurance is maxed out, but I want to get some work done. Does that apply? Things like that. Okay, things that aren't covered would be things like veneers and, you know, full-fledged makeover implants sometimes aren't covered, or more often than not, they're not. All right, so 262-9588. All right, so let's talk about our today's topic. So I mentioned, we have a claim. It all starts with an insurance claim. And when you come in and you tell us you have insurance, we will fill out a claim form. And for those of you watching on Ustream, I'm trying to hold it up to the camera. I guess it's showing there. Okay. And, you know, it has everything, your information, the insurance company information, our national provider number and all that. And then we fill in what we've done. And we put our fees there. And we do this electronically now. We used to have to mail these in. Okay, so that gets everything going. But sometimes people say, well, you know, I know I need a root canal, I need a bridge, but I want to know, you know, what's covered by my insurance company. Can you tell me that in advance? And we can go on a website and we can tell people that, but it's not exactly the same because there are these things called predetermination where we actually physically go in and say, hey, insurance company, we're thinking about doing a root canal and a crown on Joe Smith, and he wants to know how much is covered. So we will type everything in, except we don't check the box that says we've done the work. We just check the box that says we're going to. And that is called a predetermination of benefits. Well, a little while later, we will get something in the mail from them, and it will say, here's what we're going to cover when you do the work. But there's a little thing at the bottom. I'm going to read one. This is from one insurance company, and I won't give the name of the company, but it says, this is a pretreatment estimate of benefits. The estimated insurance company payment reflects the maximum available as of the date this predetermination notice was received, but this payment has not been reserved, nor is it included in the maximum used to date shown above. The insurance company will make a final determination of eligibility, allowable benefits, approved amounts, and maximum available when the services listed on this notice are submitted for payment. Payment for those services is determined in accordance with the specific terms of the member's dental plan and the insurance company's agreements with its contract dentists. Okay. So that's a pretty important phrase there. And if you were paying attention at all, you kind of realize that they might write back and say, Joe Smith, when you have your root canal done, we're going to pay $802. But it doesn't really necessarily mean you're going to get $802 because there are a lot of things there that they said could change that amount. So predetermination is not a guarantee of payment. It's an estimated amount, assuming that all of the parameters are still the same. Okay, so keep that in mind. And that's called a predetermination or a pre-D. A lot of times we call it a pre-D. And the explanation of benefits is the one we mentioned earlier. That's also known as an EOB. And what that is after a payment is made. So we have the insurance claim, we have the predetermination, we have the explanation of benefits, or in this one I'm going to hold up to the camera, it says explanation of payment. And you can see it right there at the top. Okay, explanation of payment. And what that is now they've actually written a check, and they're going to explain to us why they wrote for the amount that they did. It'll have the submitted charges, what they consider eligible charges, covered amount, and then an explanation of why they've reduced it, if they've reduced it, which is more often than not the case. Okay, pre-D, EOB, and the actual dental insurance claim form. Those are terms that they get bantered about, and sometimes we don't really understand what they are. Now, I'm going to go over some questions that we've received over the years also and months. Somebody asked, what does it mean when my insurance brochure mentions that a service is paid at 80% of the schedule? Now, the schedule is something we haven't really covered yet. The schedule is a list of fees that an insurance company puts together, and they have all this, they have all the fees and everything from everybody, I guess, that's ever been a client of theirs. And they say, well, we're going to pay this much for that and that much for this, but we're going to call that our schedule. So it's a kind of a tricky way of saying, so they can put in their brochure, we're going to pay 100% of the schedule. And I've seen these brochures where it says, by the way, there's an asterisk, so 100% asterisk. And at the bottom it says, of schedule. So it might say, we're going to pay 100% of cleanings, 100% of exams, 100% of x-rays. We're going to pay 80% of fillings, 80% of crowns. But there's that little asterisk that says, of the schedule. So what does that mean? That means it's not 100%, because it's 100% of a number the insurance company made up. Has nothing to do with what you've been charged. So it makes it's all legal, and it's very, and they would say it's very understandable that, but I've had people come in and say, no, my insurance covers 100% of everything. And guess what? That never happens. Never happens. Insurance companies do not pay, dental insurance companies especially, never pay 100% of anything. It's by design. That's the way they have it set up. So you shouldn't. In fact, the other day, the other day we had a gentleman, I was around the corner, I was not visible, but I could kind of hear the conversation, and I heard him go, wait, what do you mean my insurance company's not going to pay 100%? And my front office person said, well, they only pay 80% of this, they'll pay 100% of the schedule. In this case, it happened to do with the person was coming for an exam, cleaning, and x-ray visit. It was their recare appointment, the one that you do twice a year or every 6 months. And they were eligible. We weren't seeing them too soon. It had been at least 6 months. That was all fine. But they had met their yearly maximum amount. That's another term. The yearly maximum amount of benefits is determined by the insurance company, and they'll only pay up to a certain dollar amount. And when you reach that, they stop paying, period. It doesn't matter whether you're due for a cleaning. They're not going to pay anything. So he was very taken aback by that and didn't quite understand it. So another term to remember is the yearly maximum benefit. All right, so let's see. We have EOB, we have predetermination, we have the insurance form. Oh, it is time, huh? pretty soon we're going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. But before we do, and by the way, the winner is going to receive free flowers from Weistember Florist. You're going to need to remember that dental insurance never covers 100% of anything. Once your dental insurance company tells you what they will pay for a procedure which you're about to have done, you can't assume they will actually pay that amount. Remember, that was the predetermination thing. There's another one I want to cover before the question, and that is preferred provider. What is a preferred provider? Well, I have one of the agreements that I received in the mail here, and basically, I was reading it, and you know, they use the word preferred, and all it is a dentist willing to sign their agreement. So if you are willing to sign their agreement, which, by the way, means you're going to work for about, the dentist will receive anywhere between 40% less and 60% less for the work that they do, then you're preferred. They don't look for the best dentists. They don't do anything, actually, and there's a phrase here. I'm going to read number 7. Basically, it says responsibilities of the provider, of the dentist, is what they're saying. Provider agrees to promptly notify the insurance company in writing of any change in status regarding your license, your insurance coverage, or other material facts related to the information provided. So basically, looks to me like they don't even do any research. They just figure if you have a license and it's current, then you can be a preferred provider. But if you get in trouble with the dental board and there's something that's affecting your license, then they want to know about that. So, and then let me make sure I've given you everything you're going to need for the question. So the question is, or you're going to need to know that preferred provider does not mean that the dentists on that preferred list are better dentists than the ones that aren't. And the other thing you're going to need to know is yearly maximum. We talked about that. The current average yearly maximum benefit is totally inadequate to allow folks to get and keep their mouths healthy at current day prices. That would be 2014-15. Okay, keep that in mind. So, before we do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, though, we want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and the question of the day is, the following statement or statements is or are true about the current state of dental insurance. A, dental insurance covers 100% of everything. B, once my dental insurance company tells me what they will pay for a procedure that I'm about to have done, I can count on them to pay that amount. C, the phrase preferred provider means that dentists on the list are better dentists than the ones not on the list. Or D, the current average yearly maximum benefit is plenty high enough to allow folks to get and keep their mouths healthy, even at the cost of today's dental care. Or E, none of the above is correct. All right, the winner is going to receive free flowers from Weistember Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Have dental insurance and haven't used it? Did you know your dental insurance expires December 31st? For little or no out-of-pocket cost, come in now for cleaning and x-rays in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere. Quit throwing away your hard-earned money and schedule an appointment with Dr. Kvitko and Associates today.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko.
I'd bet everyone knows someone who is afraid of the dentist. In fact, 40% of Americans don't go to the dentist on a regular basis. The number one reason? Fear. Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we've been doing intravenous sedation since 1985, and we offer several sedation options, so we're certain we can help you. Want to be sedated for a filling? We do that. Want to be sedated for a cleaning? We do that. How about a root canal or a crown? We can sedate you for those too. Give us a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkavitko.com.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking?
You
should. Dr. Kavitko's here and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko. A lot of people ask me if I'm accepting new patients. They know I've been practicing for 34 years, so they assume I'm not. Well, guess what? They're wrong. I do accept new patients. After all, if I'm doing my job correctly, I get my patients healthy, so all they need is routine exams, cleanings, and the occasional filling or two. So that leaves me free to take care of you. So yes, I do accept new patients, and I would love to treat you, your family, and your friends. Give my office a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkavitko.com. We're back. We're doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. We have four callers on the line. We have Sarah, Dan, Matt, and Alice. And so I always roll a dice so that we can see who the winner is going to be. It's going to be caller number two, line two. That would be Dan. Dan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, thank you for listening, first of all.
Thank you.
And do you have an answer to our Dr. Kavitko's question of the day?
I would say E, none of the above.
None of the above. Dan, did you know this?
It's kind of a guess.
Okay. So it's a surprise to you that these are the answers?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's interesting. And what do you do for a living? I'm always curious.
Restaurant supply business.
Okay. Boy, everybody loves to eat, so they need you guys. If you don't show up on time, then there's something off the menu, probably. Am I right?
You're correct.
And guess what? We all use our teeth to chew with, so we're in the same business. Okay. Well, anyway, hey, Dan, stay on the line because we need to get your information to make sure you get those flowers from Weistember Florist, okay?
Sounds good. I'm
going to give this sheet back to my producer. And, okay, so if you're just joining us, what we're doing today is the anatomy of dental insurance. We're trying to help people understand what some of these terms and phrases mean when you hear them kind of bantered about either at the office or just among your friends. And so we've covered predetermination or pre-D. We've covered EOB, which is an explanation of benefits. The actual claim, which was what we send to an insurance company. We've talked about preferred provider. And preferred is just dentist on a list. Again, the way I look at it is the insurance companies prefer them because they're willing to work really, really cheap. And then the other one that we've covered is the fact that the yearly maximum benefit, and this is something that escapes people a lot, they don't realize that they think of it as regular insurance. They look at it, think of it as, well, I have insurance, just kind of like medical, you know, where you can go with an illness, you can go with an injury, you can keep going if you get sick or stay sick. But with dental, once the insurance company has spent approximately $1,000 on you or for you, for your care, they stop. Okay, so we've covered those ones so far. And, okay, so the question always comes up. People say, well, my HR person told me before I get any work done, I have to get a predetermination done. The answer to that is false. You do not absolutely have to have one. It's not required by law. An insurance company cannot make you get one. You can have one for your own benefit, but nobody can make you get one. Because the law in Ohio is this. If you happen to have insurance at the moment you receive the care, the insurance company has to pay whatever they would pay on a normal basis. So keep that in mind. Okay? What does it take to become a preferred provider? I think we covered that. Just sign their contract that says you'll work for a lot, lot less. And I've wondered aloud a lot because I've said these numbers, and these are big numbers, and people figure, well, it can't be. How can, you know, the dentist survive? Well, you have to keep in mind that there are shortcuts in anything that is done these days. There are shortcuts to take. And if a dentist has too many people on these lists, then they have to figure out, how am I going to do this quicker? How am I going to do this cheaper? And sometimes that means quality goes by the wayside. And I'll have to tell you that I can almost always spot a patient who's been going to a listed dentist by looking at their x-rays, looking at the photographs, just looking at the state of the care in their mouth. We had a woman the other day. She had been seen by a dentist three years ago, she had a crown placed on a tooth, and it's been hurting ever since. And I, you know, I just said to her, I didn't want to say too much at first because you don't want to knock other people's work. But I finally just said, since she was complaining about the tooth, I said, you know what? This crown just really needs to be redone. It doesn't fit. You can see that. You can see the x-ray. You can see what I see. She goes, I know. And she goes, you know what? Let's just do it. And we did it. And she called it, well, we call her the next day to see how she's feeling. And she said, tell Dr. Kvitko that my tooth feels fine for the first time in 3 years. The crown fits great. And she goes, how would I have known? How would I have known I'm going to the right or the wrong dentist? People don't know. And, you know, I would say just because they're on your list doesn't mean that's a place you might want to go. And do your research. And I'll tell you what, since insurance companies are paying so little anyway, you might do yourself a favor by just finding somebody that's not on your list who's going to put quality over quantity and do a good job for you. Okay, now, here's another question that we've gotten over the months and years. My insurance covers, this is a tricky one, my insurance covers two dental exams and cleanings per year. Isn't that the same as once every 6 months? Well, guess what? It's not. Or it can be an issue. Some companies say, hey, anywhere between January 1st and December 31st, you can go in to your dentist, get your teeth cleaned, examined in x-rays, not x-rays every time, of course, and twice in that year, and we will pay. But some companies, they say once every 6 months. So let's say you went January 1st. If you go May 30th for your second one, they won't pay for it because they'll say it hasn't been 6 months yet. It's only one day, or May 31st. It's only been one day shy, but they will not pay for it. Now, that's kind of stinking if you think about it, especially from a company that claims to want to help you with your health. You're trying to do the right thing, and your schedule happens to be such that May 31st works better than, you know, whatever, June 9th. And they won't pay for it. So you have to check your individual plan and ask your dental office, the folks that are familiar with the insurance, to check for you. Okay, so you don't get caught by that. Now, I see that it's about time to go to another break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking. We are doing Anatomy of Dental Insurance, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we pride ourselves in being a one-stop shop, and we find our patients really appreciate it. Let's face it, no one likes being sent all over town for various procedures, and yet that is what happens at most dental offices. Need a root canal? We do that. Need a dental implant placed? We do that. Need gum surgery, wisdom teeth removed, or your teeth straightened? We do those as well. Why not give us a try? Call us at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko. I'm intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in my vocabulary. I just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume that high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains, but with us, you get my 34 years of experience and my unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
Hi, this is Mary Jane with Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Have a family member or friend that's terrified of the dentist? Did you know that Dr. Kvitko and Associates specializes in comfort dentistry? Have them call now to schedule a virtually pain-free dental experience.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko. I'm sorry, we are doing Anatomy of Dental Insurance here on Dr. Kvitko's show, Dentally Speaking. And, you know, pretty soon our showtime is going to change. We're going to be on four stations every Sunday morning. And I'm not able to yet give you the stations, but you can go to dentallyspeaking.com. We'll have that information there. We're also going to be streaming live on Ustream TV. So we'll try to have that information for you. But basically, you'll be able to hear this show from 7 to 7:30 on one station, 8 to 8:30 on another, 8:30 to 9 on another, and 8:30 to 9 on another. Okay? So there'll be four opportunities to hear the show each Sunday morning. So kind of stay tuned and go to dentallyspeaking.com for that info. You probably can also go to drkavitko.com and learn about it. And by the way, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kavitko. Okay, so we're doing anatomy of dental insurance, and let's talk about, here's one. I'm 19 years old and living on my own. I have dental insurance through my job. I'd like to get my teeth straightened because even though my parents said they'd do it for me, I said I didn't want them, and now I'm 19, and it's like I wish I'd said yes. But now I have to do it under my own insurance. Am I covered? Well, maybe. Here's the problem. A lot of orthodontic coverage is not provided for people that are 18 and over. It's only for children. It used to be exclusively for children, people under 18, and some companies are now covering it. And by the way, there is a separate lifetime maximum for orthodontic coverage. So even if you've met your deductible for other things, you've had a root canal or whatever you've had, and you have no insurance in that regard, if you haven't had your teeth straightened yet and you have adult coverage, you'll have an additional somewhere between another $1,000, $1,500 to, I've seen as high as $2,500 towards braces, okay? So you'll have to check and make sure that somebody looks for you to see if there is adult coverage, because you wouldn't want to get started thinking you had that $1,000 to help. And think of it as a discount, by the way. You wouldn't want to get started under false pretense. You should probably still get them straightened, but at least you're going to know where the money's coming from, which is you. Okay, now, did Obamacare require that people be covered for dental care? The answer, no. It's like, really? No? I mean, dental care is just as important as regular medical care, and in fact, we know that they're related. We know people that have gum disease, used to be called pyorrhea, but basically, you know, this bad mouth infection can spread through your bloodstream and wind up in your heart. It's been proven, and so who knows why they didn't do it. With all that discussion, I thought, surely they're going to do that. But there's a confusion out there because, and I've seen these, we've all heard and seen commercials on TV and on the radio, about medical insurance plans that people can find at healthcare.gov, right? And what do they do? At the very end, they mention the words, and it includes dental. Well, wait a minute. Obamacare didn't include dental. So what are they talking about? Obamacare, and it's also known, by the way, as the Affordable Care Act, or ACA, it did provide for some care for children, and they have a certain kind of like a criteria that the companies are supposed to try to meet to provide some care to children. So what they'll say is, and it includes dental. What we're finding, though, is that these are medical plans, and a lot of people who are signing up for the plans on healthcare.gov are finding these large deductibles, like $5,000, $10,000. So your monthly premium is possibly affordable, but you don't get any coverage until you've paid $5,000 out of your pocket. So what does that mean if you also have dental? It means you don't have dental because you don't have any coverage till you've paid your $5,000. You don't have any coverage, medical or dental. But it certainly does sound like a good selling point when you're going to sign up, right? When you're deciding if you're going to buy the insurance or not. So kind of be careful with that. Be aware so that you're not signing up for something that you think is something that it isn't, okay? Now, I realize now that we're going to have to do this show in two parts because there's so much to dental insurance that we haven't been able to cover and probably aren't going to be able to cover in the last, looks like we have less than 2 minutes to go. So stay tuned. It might be next week. It might be the following week. Let me just tell you that future guests are going to include Nancy Reitbol, the aid worker who contracted Ebola, the woman that was brought back by jet and treated. The first one was Dr. Kent Brantley, and then the second person brought back, her health was a lot worse than his. She was not able to walk out of that ambulance. She had to be carried. But anyway, she's healthy now, and she's agreed to be on the show. I don't yet have a date, but that's coming up. I do know that on January 4th or so, maybe the following week, we're going to have Farzan Ahmed. He is the deputy director of District 6. He is in charge of ODOT, all of these construction projects that are going on around town, downtown, on the north side, the south side. Every time you see barrels, he's responsible for it. He's a pretty interesting guy. And although people are rolling their eyes going, yeah, I got to give him a piece of my mind. Yeah, he's a cool guy and they do some really cool things. And I want to point out, we're going to talk about the similarities between what I do as a dentist and what he does or what his crews do in building roads and bridges. So it's going to be a cool show. I'm very happy that he's willing to be on. So be sure to stay tuned for that. If you have an idea for a show, please send an email to, Dr. Kvitko at dentallyspeaking.com, okay? All right. So, hey, thank you so much for joining me. It's been wonderful to have you. Be sure to tune in next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.